Your office job might be deadlier than working in a coal mine. While physical workplace hazards have decreased dramatically, occupational deaths down 65% between 1970 and 2015, a more insidious threat has emerged. Modern workplaces are creating a health crisis, claiming over 120,000 American lives annually, making harmful management practices the fifth leading cause of death in the United States. This isn't hyperbole. It's the shocking conclusion from Jeffrey Pfeffer's groundbreaking research in Dying for a Paycheck. The evidence is overwhelming. Workplace stress ranks as adults' number one stress source, with almost one quarter reporting extreme levels. Nearly half of employees miss work due to stress. 61% report stress-related physical illness, and 7% have been hospitalized from workplace stress. The health impacts of toxic workplaces aren't just uncomfortable, they're lethal. 10 workplace exposures significantly harm health: unemployment, lack of health insurance, shift work, long hours, job insecurity, work-family conflict, low job control, high demands, low social support, and unfair environments. Each independently contributes to decreased life expectancy and increased mortality. Most workplace stressors have health effects comparable to or greater than secondhand smoke exposure, a recognized carcinogen that has prompted widespread public policy interventions. The biggest workplace killers include lack of health insurance, 50,000 deaths, unemployment, 35,000, job insecurity, 29,000, and low job control, 17,000. The physiological mechanisms are well established. While our ancestors benefited from short-term stress responses when facing threats, chronic stress causes consistently elevated cortisol levels that create systemic inflammation and accelerate cellular aging. Research shows chronic workplace stress can reduce telomere length, a key marker of cellular aging, by up to 10 years worth of normal aging. The financial toll is equally staggering, over $300 billion annually to U.S. employers, with nearly $200 billion in healthcare expenses alone. What makes this situation particularly troubling is how companies meticulously track environmental impacts while remaining largely silent about their effects on human sustainability. Layoffs devastate health. New Zealand workers face 2.5 times higher self-harm risk. Swedish workers show 44% higher mortality with doubled suicide rates. And U.S. workers suffer 15 to 20% higher mortality for two decades, reducing life expectancy by 1.5 years when laid off at 40. Job loss increases poor health by 54% and new health conditions by 83%. Heart attack risk rises 22% after one job loss and 63% after four. The business case for layoffs is questionable. Companies incur significant costs through severance, outplacement, higher unemployment taxes, rehiring, reduced morale, and lost knowledge. Layoff announcements typically show neutral to negative stock effects. Only half of companies improve operating profits post-layoff, and just one-third boost productivity. As Gary Hamel observes, layoffs make companies smaller, not better. Lack of health insurance claims 50,000 American lives yearly, the largest workplace-related death source. Being uninsured increases mortality risk by 25% in working-age adults, rising to 42% when considering how illness affects insurance status. The impact is stark. Cystic fibrosis patients survive 6.1 years without insurance versus 20.5 years with private coverage. Uninsured individuals skip preventive care, avoid filling prescriptions 25% due to cost, and have limited access to quality providers. Medicare coverage at 65 reduces mortality by 20%. The financial impact is severe. 40% of uninsured adults carry medical debt, with health expenses driving half of personal bankruptcies. Long work hours have become standard for career advancement, with most executives working 10, 12-hour days, plus evenings and weekends. The work-life boundary has dissolved through technology, with 81% checking email on weekends, 55% after 11 p.m., and 59% during vacations. Both employers and employees fuel this culture. Workers use long hours to prove dedication, leading to counterproductive competitions over sleep deprivation. The health impacts are significant. Extended work hours harm physical and mental well-being through multiple channels. Sleep deprivation, which contributes more to obesity than poor diet, stimulant abuse, work-family stress, and lack of recovery time. Studies show people working 48-plus hours weekly face higher heart disease rates, with those working 11-hour days 67% more likely to suffer heart attacks than 8-hour workers. Research contradicts the belief that longer hours increase productivity. They actually reduce it. OECD data shows productivity peaks with shorter workdays. Some companies prove alternatives are possible. Patagonia closes by 5:30 p.m., and Zillow discourages taking work home. While companies often focus on superficial perks, true employee well-being depends on two fundamental factors: job control/autonomy and social support. Michael Marmot's Whitehall studies found that British civil servants in lower ranks faced 50% higher risk of heart disease than their superiors, with job control being the strongest predictor, surpassing even smoking. Research shows low job control leads to 15.4% higher mortality, increased anxiety, depression, and metabolic syndrome. Lacking control over one's work environment creates learned helplessness, severely impacting psychological health. Social support is equally crucial. Strong workplace relationships protect health as effectively as quitting smoking, even more than exercise. This support both improves health outcomes and shields against workplace stress. Yet many companies undermine relationships through practices like forced ranking reviews, which foster competition over collaboration. Successful organizations prioritize both institutional support and peer-to-peer connection opportunities. Many people remain in toxic workplaces despite clear signs of harm to their health, including physical symptoms like headaches and stress-related ailments. While economic necessity is often cited as the primary reason, powerful psychological factors also keep people trapped. Professional prestige and career benefits play a major role. Pride and ego are powerful motivators. When a GE general manager attempted to resign, management questioned his capability to lead. Additionally, once people publicly commit to a job, they often rationalize staying despite harmful conditions, telling themselves it's temporary or their problems are minor. People typically leave under three circumstances: an egregious event that shatters their rationalizations, intervention from concerned loved ones, or severe physical psychological deterioration. To avoid these outcomes, cultivate relationships with people who model healthy work-life balance. Resist ego-based manipulation and be willing to acknowledge poor employment choices. When choosing employers, prioritize well-being over compensation. No salary can compensate for damaged health or relationships. The workplace health crisis is preventable, as shown by organizations like Barry Wimmiller, Patagonia, and Google. 5 key changes are needed: systematic health measurement, identifying toxic workplaces while celebrating healthy ones, holding companies accountable for health costs, recognizing health's impact on productivity, and prioritizing human sustainability regardless of economic conditions. Healthy workplaces enhance business success. Walmart's 2008 to 2013 strategy of expanding while cutting staff led to poor customer satisfaction and stagnant growth, while competitors like Trader Joe's and Costco achieved higher sales and profits per employee through better wages and benefits. The perceived conflict between good health benefits and cost control is false. Employee health and satisfaction improve economic performance through reduced insurance disputes, lower turnover, and increased engagement. The choice is clear: perpetuate harmful practices that increase healthcare costs or implement policies that sustain well-being. With conscious choices by all stakeholders, workplaces can provide both livelihoods and wellness.